Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Straight and Chaser. This is the Brother B. Torah, Maurice Cooper, and this is our talk show on current events that we've been doing for a few years, and I welcome you to the show. Our call-in number is 213-769-0910, even though in these days I'm not too good with these call-ins. I pretty much just want to get the information out there and talk to you, let you talk about it, and you can always email us. Of course, we are in some transcendence. Yeah, these are very interesting times. Even as I look at 2016, I told everyone, Satan is cashing his checks. Everyone that signed those contracts in blood, yeah, he's coming for you before the year turns because he understands that his time is running out. Obviously, I guess. I've never seen us lose so many prominent people in one year and that have such an impact on so many people that have affected, pop culture. Say it like that. And it's devastating to the people, so almost put them at alarm or in fear. But nevertheless, this is what Straight No Chaser is about, is that we talk about the hard-cold facts. We talk about what everybody else doesn't want to talk about. And fact of the matter is that our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's not that it's not out there. The knowledge is there. We just don't want to be informed into the research. Denzel said it best, if you don't read the news, you'll be uninformed. But if you do read the news, you'll probably be misinformed. And that's the fact of the matter, because everybody wants to be the first one to put out whatever lie that exists. And there are rabbit holes all over the place to misinform you, because this truth media has grown out of control. to say the least, has grown out of control. Everyone wants to consider themselves a truther. Well, here on Straight No Chaser, if you know anything about me, the Torah, rooted and based in historical, biblical-based prophecy of a book that's based on the sojourn of a set group of people that have a lot to do with Bible prophecy that they don't want you to know about, because it has a lot to do with the transatlantic slave trade, in which over 160 million people were killed and destroyed, including the ones that were already in America, that was known as Arsarith, second address, 1369 or 39. And when you see the Hebrew that was written upon the stones, the Indian artifacts before so-called Columbus even got here. This whole world is steeped in lies. The truth can be a weighty matter, and I don't think many people want to deal with the truth because it is a lot to have to reconstruct and change the construct of the whole substratum of your entire life. And most of you don't even want to deal with that. Having to change the way you see things. Most of you can't even, they don't even have the ability to deal with that. I think you should learn that in life, you got to be ready to roll with the punches and never think that you're standing sure on anything. What do we call it? What do we say? Not versatile, transparent, flexible. That's an understatement. Flexible is not even the proper word to be flexible. Be willing to move and transition and change and alter your entire view and your perspective, which will make you feel very unsure and unstable, I'm quite sure. But if you have faith in something that tells you that, nah, you're not unstable, you're not unsure, you're just finally learning the truth, and you're repealing all the lies. And when you feel the lies dripping off you and the truth taking over you, you should feel empowered. And that's what anything that you listen to in this hour should be about. Somebody helping you to feel empowered because you are no longer duped into commercialism, socialism, and everything that lies to you. So with that being said, let's get it. There's only a few things I want to talk about tonight. I won't spend much time. I'm going to get right through these. First one being at the top of my list. Many of you have heard about, we're going to talk about health, the fact that you're eating a lot of GMOs and fake meat and non-organic foods. The big fight right now is that you got two labels in the supermarkets, non-GMO or organic. And the question is, which one are you going to choose? If it's non-GMO, it's still not organic, meaning that it's still not free from pesticides, still not guaranteed to be whole. There's still a lot of problems with it. But then you got people that are saying that seedless watermelons are organic, and how can a seedless watermelon be organic when all organic melons should have seeds in them? So the trickery still goes on, but who thought it would go on in the butcher shop, where fake cuts of all types of meat are being glued together and sold to you in your market and making you think you bought a prime cut? This is interesting. I want you to hear this video about what happens in your supermarket with fake meat.
And the meat industry wide secret butchers don't want you to know about. Major suppliers have been caught using a special product known as meat glue to stick together scraps of meat to sell as prime cuts. But while this product has been banned overseas, there's no law prohibiting its use here. Here's Rodney Lowe's with this special investigation.
Right now, they're sprinkling a powder, which is a glue, over loose cuts of all types of meat.
It's the meat industry's dirty secret, a way of turning the scraps too small to sell as a premium steak back into a juicy, plump eye fillet to sell for a premium price. So clever, you'll never tell. Not even an expert can. Before, you didn't even pick that as a joint, though, did you?
It doesn't even sound through the joint. Good out of tell, isn't it?
Butcher James Faulkner runs Queensland Natural Beef Company, an organisation dedicated to using as few additives in meat from paddock to plate as possible. But tonight, he's exposing how some parts of the industry are able to trick their customers and use whatever it takes.
Yeah, I've just got some fine diced beef and my special enzyme. Just going to mix it up a bit.
Why have we got the masks on?
It's dangerous. See that? Don't bring that in.
This powder is transglutaminase enzyme, otherwise known as meat glue. Meat glues come in a number of forms, some produced by cultivating bacteria, the others, the primary ingredient, comes from the blood plasma of pigs and cattle, specifically the coagulant, which causes blood to clot. In the food industry, it has amazing properties.
I'll just get a little bit out, get a teaspoonful.
Yep.
So stay over the top like that, and with our gloves on, of course, we mix it up.
Then roll it in plastic film and refrigerate. 6 hours later, you have a solid piece of meat. Essentially, you've got a reborn, rebirth thigh fillet.
More or less, yeah.
Ours uncooked is easy to spot the difference, but cooked is another story.
Okay, so the meat glue one is on the right, and the real McCoy is on the left.
And it's not just beef. Pork, lamb, fish, and chicken are all stuck back together using this glue.
It looks like one piece of chicken. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah. But I can tell, isn't it?
Y'all hear that? Pork, lamb, fish, and chicken.
So that's the real McCoy. It's a bell. Nice and tender, nicely salted. All right, let's go for the meat glue. I can't tell the difference.
Pretty good, but potentially dangerous.
I've sort of got two concerns. One that is well publicized, which is misleading people. The other area is the microbial side.
It's why the European Union moved to ban meat glue in May last year. Microbiologist Glenn Pinner.
If this food is sold or represented as a solid piece of steak, and you cook it rare, you're really leaving yourself open to get food poisoning.
Once you glue two pieces together, it's difficult to cook thoroughly those parts that were on the outside but are now on the inside.
The amount of bacteria on a steak that's been put together with meat glue is hundreds of times higher.
We had no idea how guarded a secret this was until we started contacting restaurateurs and butchers to ask them about the use of meat glue. Many of them didn't want to speak for fear of upsetting their suppliers, creating bad blood in an industry that has become very clever at using this product. Are you just shaking your head?
A little bit. Unbelievable, isn't it?
This cube roll we bought from a wholesaler that produces stuck-together steaks en masse. Their effort's so good, James, our butcher, couldn't tell, even when it was raw. It's even harder in the restaurant, which are some of the biggest users of glued meat. And chances are, unless you're a vegetarian, you're eating it on a regular basis. But with current labelling laws, neither butchers nor your local eatery have to tell you you're eating chicken glued together with cow's blood or beef held together by pig. It's the same reason they can take low-grade meat and pump it with water and flavour to make it edible.
Okay, so just after about a minute or two, we've got quite a lot of moisture out of there. And we've lost almost half a kilo.
Then the practice of selling mutton as lamb and old cow as prime cut beef. Like this. So old, a meat grader said it was only good for pet meals.
You've got yellow fat colour, really dark meat colour. It's definitely off a really old type of animal.
In New South Wales, new labelling regulations have just been introduced to help consumers choose quality meat, but it's not compulsory. So for most of us, picking a quality piece of meat is still a shot in the dark.
There you have it. And this is the concern that you should have. I'm sorry to put this out there to you. It's already bad enough when you go to the grocery store and you got to read the labels. But now the meat may not be the meat that you're buying. This, the glue itself will get into your system, your lungs, your endocrine system, your veins, clog it up, and even more so be willing to cause a stroke because you're eating what you thought was a New York steak or a filet mignon. But he said fish and chicken, too. Lord has a set agenda to kill us because they don't care about us. And when you think about that, the fact that you're only one in a billion of people, they can care less about what you do to your body, which is why they try to outlaw you raising chickens, growing your own vegetables, etc. But as long as you can do that thing, you do that because you got to take care of you and your children and your family. But if you have to go to the stores, yes, you can pray over it, bless it, ask the Most High to cleanse it and give you health and help you to sanctify it. But the fact of the matter is that it's been put there to destroy you and kill you. And whatever might cost a whole lot more because it's healthier, I think it's worth the price. Because a night in the hospital can be anywhere from $300 to $500 a night. And you worried about buying a chicken for $30? Get your priorities in order. I'm a little concerned about what they're doing to our people. I'm upset because today I found out in Oakland, just close to my area in the Bay Area, that the levels of metal and lead in our children, the Fruit Bell District of Oakland, is higher than that of Michigan, where they're drinking the water and showering in the water. And their levels are at about 3 to 5%. But in Oakland, it's 7%. And it's quiet, hush, hush. And nobody's saying nothing. Our babies are dying. Lead and metal causes the Alzheimer's, the autism, the dementia, the ADSD, whatever it may be, the attention deficit disorder, all these things are caused by the metal, poisons to the blood. And 7% is the highest rate that you could ever imagine and think of, and it's been going on in Oakland, hush-hush, for the longest. And I'm pissed off at what happened in Detroit. But they're only at 5%. And I shouldn't say they're only, because I'm pissed off about that too, but our people are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. Real quick, let me tell you something. Cilantro, organic, chlorella, these things flush the body of metals and toxins. Get your hands on some, make your kids eat it. Get them off them damn McDonald's hamburgers and start cleansing your children's blood and keep them away from vaccines. So we offer solutions here as well. We're talking about these vaccines. So listen to this next video. Let's talk about the fact that vaccines, the truth are revealed.
Controversial health issue of our time. It affects our children. It affects our political systems. It has severe impact on parental rights and our personal freedom.
We have a pipeline of hundreds of vaccines. It's a $30 billion a year industry. Vaccines have been sold very strongly as safe and effective for everybody. Now, the evidence doesn't suggest that. The multi-dose flu shots still have mercury in them. Why would you inject something into your little infant that could possibly harm them in exchange for avoiding something as uncomplicated in most cases as the influenza that's going to come and go in a week?
The policy comes from government. And where does the government get their data? The government gets their data from the people who make the drugs or the vaccines. That's dangerous.
Get Gardasil and your daughter will be one less, meaning one less cervical cancer victim. Well, in reality, she was never going to be a cervical cancer victim. We've tripled the numbers of doses of vaccines we're giving our children. We have seen this increase in chronic immune and brain dysfunction.
For the first time, on an unprecedented scale, top scientific experts and thought leaders from around the world reveal their findings and expertise on this critical, sensitive, and at times chilling subject. The explosive, free-to-view docuseries, Vaccines Revealed, is coming on January 10th and will provide daily episodes through January 18th. Each day will feature new critical vaccine topics and expert presenters. Free speech about vaccines has been oppressed. Careers of experts who have revealed the truth about vaccines have been destroyed. Scandal and corruption within this multi-billion dollar industry is rampant. But because of a few brave people, the truth is now being told in a way like never before. Every parent needs to know this information. Every person considering a flu shot or other vaccines mandated by their employers needs to know the risks and what their rights are. Join us January 10th through the 18th, and don't miss this remarkable and courageous event that dares to tell the unbridled truth about a generation-altering subject that literally impact the lives of our children and all of humanity. Vaccines.
And that website is vaccinesrevealed.com. I want y'all to go there. All praises to the Most High for these Edomites that are willing to take a stand. Many of them have been murdered and killed for coming out and telling the truth, and you still got some that's like, I don't give a damn, I'm going to tell the truth. These vaccines are killing people. Autism, dementia, Alzheimer's, and just death, but they still coming out letting you know that there's dimerosal, aborted baby fetus cells in there, mercury, all kinds of things in there that are just killing people. You're like, why would you put that in your body? It's a sleeping disease waiting to awake at a certain time. And with all the microwave technology, which will help to incite that, and the foods, the GMOs, and the fluoridated water, and the chemtrails, the bad air. It's just a chemistry for disaster. Chemistry for disaster. I appreciate these people who are coming out. Vaccinesrevealed.com. Please go to the website and hear what these people are saying, because they're bringing up some very good and interesting truth. Blue Cross Blue Shield pays your doctor. Listen to this, 40,000, listen to this closely. Blue Cross and Blue Shield pays your doctor a $40,000 bonus for fully vaccinating 100 patients under the age of 2. Now, if your doctor manages to fully vaccinate 200 patients, that bonus jumps to $80,000. Do you understand why your doctor's asking you if you want the shot? Trying to get paid. How would you like an $80,000 bonus? You love it. That's what he's doing. Those people in those white damn coats with that clipboard are nothing but Satanists, witchcraft, and people that do not have your best interest in mind. But listen to this. But here's the catch. Under Blue Cross Blue Shield's rules, pediatricians lose the whole bonus unless at least 63% of their patients are fully vaccinated. And that includes the flu vaccine. So it's not just $400 on your child's head. It could be the whole bonus to your doctor. Your decision to vaccinate your child might be worth $40,000 or much more, depending on the size of his or her practice. Do you hear this crap? It's all about money. And every time you see your doctor, he's trying to encourage you and your family to get these shots. He's trying to get this bonus. He's got to reach 63% of his patients have to be vaccinated for him to get that bonus. And I know there's not none of you, unless you're in these commandments and you're not covetous and seeking after gain, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. The majority of people in this earth and world, who doesn't want an $80,000 bonus? Some of y'all don't even make that within a year. Or, come on, or half of that within a year. And all they got to do is shoot you up, and they're going to get paid? Do you understand what's happening here? Whew. I need not say much more. Before I move on to another one, let me read this to you. What else your pharmacia people are doing? Just under the radar of the American dream is a terrible crisis, ruining families, destroying communities, and killing people who are just too young to die. Overdoses from opioids, synthetic opioid drugs, and heroin have become a genuine epidemic, killing tens of thousands of Americans a year, swamping emergency services, and creating a booming economy out of rehab. There are a number of causes to this problem. And while hardcore drug addiction may have complicated roots, there's no denying that our society is absolutely flooded with many different types of opioid drugs. The market for legal and illegal opioids has become so huge that prescription pills and fake or hybrid pills are being mass-produced and shipped into the U.S. from places like China. Furthermore, pharmaceutical makers have continued to develop stronger and stronger pain medications, and doctors are contributing by overprescribing these drugs. But in a truly shocking case, several pharmaceutical executives have just been arrested for scheming to create addicts painkiller based on the strongest, most addictive, and most deadly synthetic opioid in the world today, fentanyl. So powerful, in fact, that many are calling it the kill pill. Fentanyl is an opioid. Effect on the body is exactly like heroin or any other opiate-based medication. But fentanyl is 50 times stronger than heroin. Wow. Up to 100 times stronger than morphine. It is stronger than any prescription painkiller on the market. Earlier this month, federal prosecutors in the state of Massachusetts announced the arrest of six former pharmaceutical executives of Insys Therapeutics Incorporated, manufacturer of fentanyl-based pain medication called Supsis. Their nefarious scheme was a well-organized plot to have doctors overprescribe this medicine and ensure that pill shoppers were well supplied. Conspired to bribe practitioners in various states, many of whom operated pain clinics in order to get them to prescribe a fentanyl-based pain medication. The medication called Supsis is a powerful narcotic intended to treat cancer patients suffering intense episodes of breakthrough pain. In exchange for bribes and kickbacks, the practitioners wrote large numbers of prescriptions for the patients, most of whom were diagnosed with cancer. So much more to read. Let me read the rest of this. Details of the conspiracy as outlined in the indictment and paraphrased by Slate include the following allegations. Insys paid doctors to give educational lectures about the use of substances, the ostensibly legal, except the prosecutors allege that the company paid said doctors in direct proportion to the frequency with which they wrote substance prescriptions, with one Insys employee allegedly texting another that the doctors hired to give lectures do not need to be good speakers, so long as they were high-volume suspies prescribers. These lectures, meanwhile, were allegedly often nothing more than dinners at high-end restaurants attended only by the doctors getting paid, the substance employees paying them, and the doctor's friends. One Florida doctor is alleged to have made $275,000 in speaking fee bribes in 3 years. Insys allegedly continued to work with some doctors who prescribed subsys, that's S-U-B-S-Y-S, subsys, subsize, frequently even after becoming aware internally that those doctors were known for running dubiously legal Dr. Feelgood pill mills, wrote one Insys employee in an email about an Illinois doctor that the company would continue to work with and pay speaking fees to. He's extremely moody, lazy, and inattentive. He basically just shows up to sign his name on the prescription pad. If he shows up at all, Insys allegedly hired support staff employees to mislead insurance companies into approving payments, the subsidies prescriptions. Staff employees allegedly misled insurers into believing they were interacting with representatives of doctors' offices rather than representatives of Insys. Employees were allegedly instructed to hang up the phone when insurers pursued the identity of their employer. These support staff employees are also accused of systematically falsifying specific diagnosis information, claiming patients had difficulty swallowing, for example, that they knew would make insurers more likely to authorize subsidies purchases. So basically, there's a surge in opioid deaths, and it's through pharmacia, pharmaceutical medicines. And you heard about this medication first from Michael Jackson. They said this fentanyl is something that he was on. This is stronger than heroin and morphine. And I guess people are getting a rush when they take it. They feel like, oh, I'm superhuman. All pains are gone. People, stay away from the medicine. Everything we need, the Most High has given us, and it's in the earth. And if you've got pains, medicate, heal yourself, pray, and meditate. Yeah, I'm going to come back right after this break because I'm a little pissed off about the fact that it might seem hopeless because there's so much being thrown at us, but we can still overcome the fray and keep our head up, pray, and seek out. You just got to work a little harder. Just got to work harder.
Yeah, you know, send them out the Wagwan. Yo, just hold firm, you know. Keep moving. Hold your head up, you know. Hey, yo. Wake up in the morning, say a little thing to God. Him bless me, there's food in my cupboard. Remembering the days when time well hot. Me belly hungry, and me couldn't find a regular job. Feel like me can't move, me trap in a cage. Still searching for the words to put on the page. Still dreaming about the day when me step on the stage. But nothing now come, that's when me brother said, you have to keep moving, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I, no matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down. Yeah, I, you have to keep moving, stand on, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I, this is just another broken heart. The lonely one, yeah, when me say Emily, she coulda tell no sad story. I'm an abuser, I'm gonna beat her up badly. Yeah. I coulda watch it brightly. Her hope fading quick, I'm starting a family. One day she decides she can't take it
to follow us. Christ, go down on the floor. That's when she takes the razor. Telephone a ring. Somebody on the other line of dollars there. You have to keep moving. Send on this jam, this jam. Yeah, I. So no matter what's going on, you know, say you have to shut down. Yeah. Timothy in a hard line of work. Him a drive ambulance, same one with since birth. Yo, him get a call from him cell phone. Say there's been an accident. A little youth drive off of the road. When him get to the scene, say it not look good. Him not stop think but if him really done already good. Now the family want no walk one. And the doctor say I'm sorry him not make it, your son is gone. You have to keep moving. Stand on, hold on, stand on, yeah. No matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down, yeah. Have to keep moving. Stand on, hold on, be strong, yeah. I just another tune, eh. They tell you say that you have to keep moving.
Such as welcome back to Straight No Chaser. I am your host, your brother Vitor Ra, also known as V the Preacher, your brother Voorhees Cooper, and we are here talking about things in the news, keeping it true, keeping it straight. Let's carry on. Let's continue. Before I go into any more videos, I want to read this to you. I think this is very interesting. This was talked about. We do not believe in secret society order, but there is a fraternal order of police, a national fraternal order of police that have sworn. This is some of the things that they expect out of Mr. Trump for the first 100 days. I think you'll get a kick out of this. Potential actions through executive order or action. I'm going to go right through them. I'll try not to comment. Pledge to rescind executive order. Rescind it, 13688, which imposed limits on state and local law enforcement equipment programs throughout the federal government. Imposed, this is what they want. The Fraternal Order of Police throughout worldwide and a secret society that have sworn an oath, which is against all Hebrews. Impose a restriction on some of all federal and all grant programs in sanctuary cities, San Francisco being one. Local and state governments who are sanctuary cities and those who may have granted documents like driver's licenses or photo identifications which have names and addresses of persons unlawful present in the U.S. may purge these databases so that they cannot be shared with the federal government or law enforcement. End the deferred action for childhood arrivals, DACA, and using the federal database to identify those in the U.S. unlawfully, imitate and initiate their deportation. In access, let me tell you what I'm reading again. The Trump administration, the first 100 days, National Fraternal Order of Police. End access to the U.S. from terrorist-prone areas where there's little confidence in the ability of immigration officials to conduct full vettings. In the Priority Enforcement Program, PEP, at the Bureau of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, potentially restoring Project Safe Neighborhoods, or a reprioritization of the federal approach to immigration enforcement. Expansion of the 287G program could reverse the change of U.S.-Cuba relations, perhaps until such time as the cop killers harbored there are returned to the U.S. They want Assata Shakur. They want Tupac's auntie. They want her back because they want to kill her because they think she killed some cops. Deprioritize implementation of some or all of the recommendations made by the President's Task Force on 21st Century Policing, issued new directives to U.S. attorneys to prioritize violent crimes and to seek the death penalty in federal cases involving the murder of a law enforcement officer, direct federal law enforcement agencies to not pursue violations of federal drug laws, even in states which have passed legislation legalizing the use, manufacture, and possession of marijuana, direct federal agencies to support research into medical marijuana, reverse the position of the federal government on the use of private prisons, reverse the executive orders with respect to background checks for firearms purchases, authority of the Social Security Administration to provide information on the mental health of its beneficiaries, funding, and directed research for gun safety and technology. Potential legislative initiatives. Legislation entitled the End Illegal Immigration Act to establish a 2-year mandatory minimum federal prison sentence for illegally reentering the U.S. after a previous deportation, and a 5-year mandatory minimum for illegally reentering those with felony convictions, multiple misdemeanors, convictions, or 2 or more prior deportations, also reforms. Legislation entitled the Restoring Community Safety Act to establish a task force on the violent crime and increasing funding for programs that train and assist state and local law enforcement. And also legislation to repeal and possibly replace the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, which may end the impending Cadillac that is slated to take effect in 2018. Just some of the laws put out there that the Fraternal Order of Police are asking for Trump to ensue in his first 100 days. And even while you all are celebrating your pagan holidays, your Mr. Obama is still busy signing NDAA laws into play. I do not feel like reading all of this. I'll let you know. Late on Friday, with the U.S. population embracing the upcoming holidays and oblivious of most news emerging from the administration, Obama quietly signed into law the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act, which authorizes $611 billion for the military in 2017. In a statement, Obama said, "Today I have signed into law S-2943, the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2017. This act authorizes fiscal year 2017 appropriations principally for the Department of Defense and for Department of Energy national security programs, provides vital benefits for military personnel and their families, and includes authorities to facilitate ongoing operations around the globe. It continues many critical authorizations necessary to ensure that we are able to sustain our momentum in countering the threat posed by the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, and to reassure our European allies, as well as many new authorizations that, among other things, provide the Department of Defense and Energy more flexibility in countering cyber attacks and our adversaries' use of unmanned aerial vehicles." Boy, it sounds so good the way they put it out. But the fact of the matter is that it has hidden agendas. Many. December 8, when the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act passed in the Senate, quietly inserted inside the 2017 NDAA conference report, and now following Friday's Obama signing of the NDAA on Friday evening, the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act is now law. I want you to do your research, because I'm not going to go into it. We just want to put it out there because you didn't know it was re-signed. first priority is developing a whole-of-government strategy for countering the foreign propaganda and disinformation being waged against us and our allies by our enemies. It's also attacking what they call the false news. With this bill now law, we are finally signaling that enough is enough. The United States will no longer sit on the sidelines. We're going to confront this threat head on. I am confident that with the help of this bipartisan bill, the disinformation propaganda used against us, our allies, and our interests will fail. Coming against those that are out speaking against what they're doing. Pull this up so that you're aware of the fact that these laws are being signed while you're celebrating your fake, false New Year's celebrations. Okay, Greater Church of Lucifer opens in Texas. That's happened. It's in the headlines. And the Pope wants you to pray for a one world religion. That's coming about. Let's listen to what he's trying to push for, and you should already be fully aware of the fact that this is one of their agendas.
De los habitantes del planeta se declaran creyentes. Esto debería provocar diálogo entre las religiones. No debemos dejar de orar por él y colaborar con quienes piensan distinto.
Confío en Buda.
Creo
en Dios. Creo en Cristo. Creo en Dios.
Allah. Todos
piensan distinto. Sienten distinto.
Feel differently.
Buscan a Dios o encuentran a Dios de diversa manera. En esta multitud,
this crowd,
en este abanico
this range
de religiones, hay una sola certeza que tenemos para
todos.
Todos somos
hijos de all children
Dios.
Of God.
Creo en el amor.
I believe in love.
Creo.
He always used that. A bunch of different nations and races come on, I believe in love.
Confío
what are you using that
para difundir mi petición de este mes, que el diálogo sincero entre hombres y mujeres de diversas religiones conlleve frutos de paz y justicia. Confío en tu oración.
You will see more and more of these commercials. I saw a commercial, I don't know if it was FedEx or something like that, where the priest was sending the Islam cleric knee pads because they both are going to be on the knees praying. And so now it's time for them to push the one world religion because everything must culminate into one. As politics and what's happening with Israel and Palestine and the ending of a presidency and what's happening here in Babylon, people really believe there's going to be hope in America because Trump is talking about bringing companies back. Y'all crazy as hell. He talking a lot of good stuff that's intriguing to black folks, too. It's not according to Bible prophecy and what's going to happen, and you will be deceived because once he gets in, he will be a puppet like everybody else was. Obama was more to our defeat and deceit. Because it was a time where we were destroyed. I've never seen so many black people shot down, destroyed, and killed. What's to come, I have no idea. But don't be deceived. So that's all we have for this evening. I want you to do your research, and I want you to understand something. That the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Truth is a journey and not a destination. Don't just look at the news, but look through the news according to Bible prophecy. Rise, Israel. Peace and blessings to my brothers and sisters.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us sweet, wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
ooh.